Hello, hello, beloved listeners. Welcome to Advanced Living, Advanced Living, Advanced Living, Advanced Living, Advanced Living. This is your host, Ken Lesser. Happy to be with you on a Saturday. Excited once again to share with you some real value. Better now that you're here.
Thank you for having me on your show.
One.
Okay. Now, I don't know. This is another Donna Wynn show where I don't know if we're on the air or not. Because Donna's supposedly playing his new intro.
Well, so, I'm here.
Okay. Are we on the air, Donna?
I hope so.
Well, did you play the intro yet?
You know, I did. I played our new intro.
I didn't hear the new intro.
You didn't hear the new intro.
Well...
Are we discussing the new intro that's a grand nothing?
No, it's a new promo to the Don and Wynn show.
Didn't hear it.
We don't hear it on the phone.
You didn't get to hear it?
No.
Oh, boy. You know, see, these engineers in the back, they're always messing it up.
Now, listen, I want to tell our...
I know it was the right intro.
I want to tell our listeners...
You weren't able to hear it.
Yeah, well, I want to tell our listeners that this is another Saturday night where Don can apologize. Don, give your stock apology.
My stock apology?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the only guy here. So we are a little late. I do apologize for that, folks. But the fellow who works here today actually is getting married, and that's Seth. And congratulations, Seth. I wish I was there. Unfortunately, I can't be there. But we wish you all the happiness and success in your marriage. Wynn.
Don, tell us about Seth and his girlfriend.
Well, I've never met her.
That's all you can say, right?
That's right.
Does he not talk about her?
Well, I guess he loves her. We recently hired him about a month ago.
And he's getting married, and he never talked about the woman that he's getting married to?
Well, you know, we're working. You work here. If you come to work for me, you'll work. Believe me, I won't pay you enough, but you'll work a lot.
Now, Don never speaks about the person he loves.
What's...
Oh, he's getting to you, Don.
So, Wynn?
Now, Don, we have a guest.
We do.
And, I mean, our guest is already intruding.
She's already been chattering in the back.
She hasn't even been properly introduced.
That's right.
What can I say?
Just chitting away.
You know what?
What's that?
She thinks because she's a woman, she can do these kinds of things.
Well, I was going to suggest that you had a woman in your studio, because usually it's women who rule the world.
I like her already, because she's probably right, but we got to fight her.
Don, you suggested her, and you said she was going to be good, and now she's telling me women rule the world.
See, now you know she's great.
There you go.
What a full come around, huh?
Could you come boss back? Don, would you boss Don around for me, please?
Women, they just seem to know where stuff is, and when you need something done, you call a woman.
All right. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
And are you happily married?
I'm very happily married, thank you very much.
So, that's the
amazing,
reason.
Amazing, amazing. I just wanted to add that.
The reason you're happily married is because when you and your husband are in bed, you take water out of the fridge that says love on it and pour it all over them.
You betcha. You betcha. It's those frequencies and words.
Am I right?
Absolutely. Any water that my spouse drinks has the words love and gratitude and compassion on it.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And go shopping in the back. I'm really needing to have a fix.
And I just have to say something to our wonderful audience. Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
Don, don't patronize our audience. We don't know they're wonderful.
Okay, well, I'm not even going to mention her name then.
All right.
That's because of you. It's unfortunate, ma'am, but you won't get your name mentioned on our program.
Well, there you go, because the universe already knows who I am and what we're doing, so that's okay.
That's all right.
They'll hear about it another way. I'll carry it. It's those frequencies going out there. Those words are already vibrating around the universe.
See, Auntie Dot, now, this lady is just like you, wonderful, robust. You know, she carries a similar energy as you do, I might add. And this is my aunt, I favor.
She's not like your Auntie Dot. Okay?
She has a similar energy as my Auntie Dot.
But
she,
you know what?
Truly does.
She's not
Auntie Dot, if you're out there and you're listening, listen to me. This lady even sounds like you. Come on, I just met her. She's you. No, I'm joking. No, but
you,
Auntie Dot lives in Canada, in BC.
Ah.
Yeah.
I heard you're a Canadian.
Me? Of course. Yeah. Of course. I'm all things to all people.
Yes, I know. You've dropped the A, though.
Yeah, in favor of the B.
Well, I'm looking at C to Z, then.
That's a good place to be.
It is. It covers the rest of the universe. You get the beginning, I get the middle and the end.
Hey, you know, I'll take that anytime. I love beginnings. I think we're in one, interdimensionally speaking, right here on the Earth now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When?
Where's when? Is he not talking tonight?
He fades into the background when he thinks that we're not paying him any attention.
You know,
he'll just
kind of
fade back there right into the walls and just kind of,
can you hear me now?
I won't say anything.
That
can you hear me?
Like that cell phone commercial.
Can you hear me?
He would be great at that. Yes, ma'am. I'm his agent. I got dibs
now
on my co-host.
Can you hear me? See, nobody hears me.
Man, you're on the wrong plan, pal. Wrong planet.
He's pulling your leg here.
Yeah, plan E.T.
We hear you.
The wrong one.
Okay. Well,
but we're here. We're all here.
That's one for Don. That's okay.
What was that?
It's one for Don.
He's keeping score of something.
Yeah, that's bad. 15 minutes and one for Don.
That's right.
Wow, I feel like I'm in a tennis match. Why can't it be like 15 love?
Don't I get 1 point for being in here, too? just by virtue of being able to get a word in, Edward?
I think so.
Exactly. Well, there you go. For me, you're behind here.
Listen, we're still trying to figure out who's keeping score. If you can figure out who's keeping score, you can get one in, too.
The creator.
Well, okay. We're all the creators.
Yes.
Products here in this realm, so which one of us? I'll tell you what, whoever wants to give one can give one. Don, you want to give one?
Give one what?
One.
I'll give one.
Just give anyone? I've already given myself infinitely. Look at me. I'm everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I hope to continue doing that, even in this kind of a weirdness.
Don, why don't you introduce our guest tonight? She's not really our guest. We don't have guests. We just have co-creative energies.
That's right. This is the beautiful Alan. Allison. See, I...
Oh, God, you changed my sexual already, Don. I didn't think it was this kind of show.
Well, I kept thinking about my Auntie Dot.
Now, listen. Don?
Yes?
I hate to say this, but the last time your Auntie Dot called in, wasn't she drinking?
No, that wasn't my aunt. That was probably a friend of mine. We do a lot of that.
Oh, we do?
My friends and I.
Okay. Well,
no, we don't do a lot of it, but we definitely think about it. And we've been hoping to get together for years now. In fact, they've all forgotten me. They don't even remember me anymore. I'm like...
If that was not your auntie,
that's about the point when Don became a quiet drinker in the room on his own.
Oh, heck. You couldn't handle this business without drinking out of your mind, being totally brain dead. You couldn't do it. Because we're all monkeys.
Yes, Wynn, I'm listening.
What happens when you take a bottle of water and write drunk on it?
Then I guess you get a little bit giddy.
Have you tried that?
No, I gave up drinking long, long ago.
Well, let's get into that. That's an interesting thing. I mean, to put words to something, literally, you mean, when, and write it on there?
Oh, absolutely. I've got, in our fridge, bottles of water that I have labels written on it, love and gratitude and compassion and thank you.
Yeah.
It's really quite... I think there's a difference, and maybe that's just out of my head, but I think there's a difference in the water. And the people who come here taste the water, and it's the same water they get in the store, and they say, well, why does this taste better?
All right. Well, now I'm going to give the audience a little flavor of the whole story behind this guest.
Dr. Emoto. You know about Dr. Emoto, right, Allison?
Yes. He's part of the inspiration, a good part of the inspiration behind what we're doing.
I bet. Fabulous.
So he's proven that when you write the word love on water, it changes the crystalline structure of the water, correct?
Yes.
I mean, he's looked at it under a microscope, correct?
Yes, he has.
And,
he actually photographs the crystals.
Yeah. I love this.
I think because what he's doing it with water, we know that everything in the universe contains this vibrational frequency or resonance to it. And when he's done it with water, water is a really great thing to be studying because it registers and transmits any frequency it's exposed to. And that's what he was able to demonstrate.
Which proves exactly your next point.
That water is directly affected by words and sounds and thoughts it's
right.
exposed to.
Well, we're all made of water. I mean, mostly.
And we're all made of water.
And
we're water.
Right. So if we were to write, literally, folks, this is, I believe this. Think I'm a quack? Well, I'm not a doctor, so. But if you were to write all over yourself, I think wonderful words of strength and harmony and beauty and creation and love and compassion and beauty to a point, I think that would affect you. And I even think our kids today, believe this or not, all the tattoos of the hearts and the flowers and the frogs, and you always wonder why they get tattoos of such odd things, if they were going to tattoo their body, but many people do of very natural things. And it's because they're really trying to change things. Even the rebellious ones. They're saying, hey, look at me. I like to see it differently. And I think words are huge.
They're very powerful. And powerful in a good force and powerful as weapons.
Yes.
And we've seen that just in the very, very tragic school shootings in Virginia. We've seen it recently in Toronto. We had our first school shooting, and if you can believe it, it was precipitated by name-calling. They were calling these kids, I think they're Sri Lankans, FOBs, which is fresh off the boat, and a huge insult to them, and precipitated the shooting.
Now, see, again, it's all kind of neat and wonderful, but to really shoot somebody because you were offended by being called an FOB.
Yes.
It's amazing. That still, even now, today, right here, when we speak of it, amazes me beyond measure. Because I just, it's, maybe I'm living in a different universe, folks, but if all this wonderful stuff is still going on, then we got to really take a look at everything from ground zero. Take a real good look at it.
Non-dog.
All of it, I mean everything, because we got to start dancing in the light again, folks.
Yes.
And that's going to become our creative desire, our choice, our free will. It's going to be a wonderful thing as we unfold. And I think what you're talking about is, because we talked earlier, and I really felt for you because I loved your energy, and I think what you're talking about is a wonderful new idea, and I'd like you to explain the name of it, because it tuned to me instantly.
And the name is Creo Mundi, and it's Latin for create your universe.
And I thought it was song. I thought it was. I said it was heartfelt music. It sounded like heartfelt music. And you said immediately afterwards something.
And I said yes, because I said that it was very interesting that you felt that, because we all feel, there's three of us who started this, and that we all feel we're sharing the same heart song, which is Creole Mundi. And for you to have felt that from that distance away just blew my mind. It's like, listen to that frequency travel in the universe. It got to you. It's reached people that we've talked to about this. It really warms my heart that people can hear this song and share this song and believe in this song the way that we do.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose somebody?
I'm still here.
I'm here.
Oh. There was a faint ringing there in the universe.
Yeah.
Hello, universe.
Oh, I'm Allison. Here. We're all here. I'm just Allison. Making sure that I'm here.
Allison, I have a question.
Yes.
All right, I'm
you know,
here.
When you put wow. the word, when
I'm
you put
here.
The word love, mm-hmm. Don, I am talking.
Uh-oh. Okay? So, all right, okay, but hold on.
Yeah,
we
have a phone to answer. Go answer the phone.
We have a call. I'm putting them right on the air. So look out. We can't.
Probably Aunt Dottie about to sue us.
All right. I'm putting the caller on the air now. Hold on.
I'm not on the air. I'm not the caller.
You're not a caller?
I'm Veronica trying to tell you how to call Bob.
How to call Bob?
For 7 o'clock.
Oh, well, hi, Veronica. You're on the Don and Wynn show, and this is why we love to have you with us.
What's your subject? And I'll ask you a question.
You know, ask a question, and Wynn will give you my answer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You know, what's interesting is that the universal energies are really quite crazy right now. Can you explain some of that?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Right now? Are they crazy? You bet. Can I explain it? I can feel it.
Isn't it amazing?
It's beautiful.
I think there's an awakening of the consciousness that started and is rapidly escalating. People are becoming much more aware of this energy that surrounds them on a daily basis. And people, even people in the mainstream, if you will, who aren't used to hearing about New Age things, are starting to feel it too, and are only just now beginning to understand what they're feeling. So it's quite an extraordinary time that we're going through, and I think people are looking, personally, I think people are looking to live in hope and not in fear, and so they're tapping into that energy that's reaching out to them, if you will.
I love that. Great way of putting it, especially within your line of new work. I mean, I'm really looking forward to you explaining that to the audience, because it's amazing.
Veronica?
Yes?
Wow.
Veronica, tell us, what do you do?
Hi, Wynn.
What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm an intuitive, and I work a lot with people, and people are all experiencing the energy download, so I thought you might have an interesting explanation for it. And I think it is a download where we're getting a chance to move some frequencies through our body and clear a lot of stuff very fast.
Oh, then you must have been... Did you meditate in the last couple of days? Because I promise you, what you're talking about is so applicable to what I felt last night, yesterday, and somewhat today. And that is like massive amounts of information coming in, but in a more descriptive, imaginary, or imagery type of way, almost like a download. And so I let it continue, and it's been, wow, you know, I thought that was more my mind makeup.
It's like surfing, isn't it, Don?
Veronica?
Yeah?
Now, I assume you haven't read my book or looked at my website, have you?
Not yet, but it sounds like I should, huh?
Well, there's a whole explanation for all of this stuff there.
Right there.
I mean,
okay.
I don't, if I start to go into it, then
he'll
I'll
go into it.
For the rest of, I'll just say a little bit.
Just remind me and everybody else that it is to our advantage as a species. That's the thing we all need to hear.
See, that's where you're right.
Yeah. So thank you for that, and have a wonderful show, and I'll turn it on and listen to the rest.
You know, Veronica, I love you dearly. And folks, this is Veronica Entwistle, Radiance by Design. every Tuesday. Folks, if you really love, I mean, listening to a fantastic program and a lady who's intuitive beyond measure, that's Veronica. Really, folks, I give you high praise because I feel it. I know it in my heart. And I've spoken to you often enough. You're as accurate to me as anything I've ever understood.
Thank you.
Hey, I love you.
I love you, too. And you guys keep going. I'm going to listen to you.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Don, I should just give Veronica like at least a one-minute little segment here. And just background, Veronica, is I'm the author of the book, the principal author, with David Wilcock, of the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And that book extensively describes this period we're going through. And while I was writing the book, they all started talking to me. And if you go to my website, higher-vision.org, you can read and listen to some of the channelings that describe this period. But what's happening is we're at the end of a 75,000-year cycle, and our solar system moves through a field of energy that radiates from the center of our galaxy. And this field of energy is what is commonly called the unified field, or vibes, or spirit, or Shakti. In any case, this energy has peaks in it, and the peaks come every 75,000 years. And our solar system is moving through a peak of that energy. But there is a variable, and that is it's really important for people to open up to the energy. The energy is there, but that doesn't mean somebody can open their chakras and receive it. So you're feeling it. Obviously, you're an intuitive. And it's a very important process. The more people that can feel that energy, the more that energy goes from our body.
That's what's so powerful about the name of her program, Creo Mundi. I mean, folks, if you can, I mean, that just sings to me. It truly does. And I really want her to explain this idea, because I think it's a win, only because I think it would work.
I think it goes along with what Wynn was saying, when just at the end there, when you were talking about people being open to receiving the energy. I think that's what we're starting to feel. It's what I felt 3 months ago or 3.5 months ago when we came up with this idea. It was all of a sudden, every time I'm talking about it, I feel like I'm surrounded by static electricity. And to put it in a very quick nutshell, because, you know, I don't want to take up a lot of your time on this specific
thing. Yes,
but
I'd like to hear it.
Idea.
Please do explain it.
We're starting with a line of clothing that has over 200 words, positive, loving, compassionate words, on the inside of the clothing. So it's going to be on the side that's against your skin. 107 words comes from this pool of words that we created, that were all, you know, beautiful, expressive words, that we're all in, have a positive frequency. And then our logo has 8 core words that are woven into the DNA helix of the logo.
What a concept. I mean, figure, if you were going to buy one or the other, and you could have one with these kind of words written within them, and you know that words, by what Dr. Emoto shows, changes water. Your body will change just resonating with the words of the clothes. Now, I know that's far-fetched, but it seems to be a scientific thing as well.
Yes.
And that's bizarre. And I love people that are creative and that are willing to sing in this kind of a way, because I think we're going to see this when I think all of humanity will move into natural, wonderful, expressive things, services, products. I mean, I see things unfolding. It's amazing.
Well, we're trying to keep this as mainstream as possible, to reach as many people as possible. So when I was just about to say that the 8 core words, we also translated into the 14 most commonly used languages in the world. So that's another 100-odd words that's on the inside of this clothing.
You could put it in wallpaper. You could put it in wallpaper.
You can do it on anything.
You could put it in your rug. Weave it into the entire floor in your rug, or into wallpaper.
Absolutely.
Into, I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
It would be like infusing
literally
something with your own loving energy and then selling it.
And the really neat thing about our clothing is that you don't have to necessarily believe to get the benefits of it. You know, you're not going to be embarrassed to try this stuff because the quality is there. I mean, we really made sure the quality was going to be there. And because it's on the inside, somebody who's not sure if they believe but they want to try it can still wear our clothes without being embarrassed.
What a novel idea. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
I'm going to wear them inside out. We had a swatch of fabric come last week, and it was unbelievable. We each of us had our picture taken with this fabric.
You know,
unbelievable.
I love ideas like this, and every now and again, I'd like to feature something like this on our program, only because I love people that are expressing the belief in love, and love, no matter how it translates into words, into actions, whatever. I just believe in it.
If you think about it, Don and Wynn, if you're there being surrounded by positive, loving, compassionate words all day long,
steady your TV.
It can't help but change you.
Yeah, I agree. Steady your TV.
You.
I totally agree. You know, I have this big, huge, boring beetle that loves to visit me. I think it's the wood. Hold on, we have a caller.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi,
stop.
Don, Wynn, Allison, this is Jura.
Jura.
How are ya? I'm fine. Let me just put you on speaker.
Okay.
Hear me okay?
Sure. As long as the audience can hear me, we're good.
Allison, is that a friend of yours?
That Green Path. They were the first to announce the word of Creole Monday onto the universe.
The word of Creole Monday.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I like that, the word.
We were with them.
It's almost like a world in itself.
Over an hour, May 12th. Over an hour. They were fabulous. I think I had Jill, and I think I had you crying several times.
If I may just add something about this fabric. I have touched this fabric, and it brought tears to my heart. And even
that's even hard to explain.
It is. I really didn't understand the concept until we sat down with Allison, Janet, and Jocelyn. And when they started to bring these garments out, I didn't realize that the words were in 14 languages on the inside of the shirt, and the feel of the inside when you touch it. You can feel it in your fingertips. It is absolutely
languages?
Amazing.
I mean, you actually print them on a bunch of different languages. That's interesting. Now,
yes,
why would you do that? For harmony or
scriptures.
Union?
Sorry?
Why would you do that?
Because we really wanted to encompass the world, and so we chose the 14 most commonly used languages of the world. There's over 700 languages. I don't know if you knew that. I didn't know that there were that many.
So, Allison, you have shirts, right?
Yes.
Anything besides shirts?
We're doing linens. We're just sourcing out a manufacturer for the linens. We have a wonderful bamboo fabric
that's
going to be done.
Linens like sheets?
Linens like sheet sets. And then we've got blankets being done where they're actually woven into the blanket. And we also have a type of blanket where it's still going to be screen printed like our clothing. So that's just the initial stuff. And then we're going into the yoga. We're going into pet blankets. We're going into anything that we can print on, we're going to be printing on.
You know, folks, you see, funny, because my aunt died. This is how strongly she, I don't know if I told you, but she is an artist that is one of the most, folks, I have an aunt Dot. Edwin likes to call her Aunt Dot, but this is a lady who is an artist extreme. I mean, if you can paint what you can see and paint it to a realistic scene like she can in such a way, whoa. I mean, it's hard to comprehend that sort of a gift. And Akiani and various others have it. It's extreme. And so that's the same flavor you give off. It's very creative.
Well, if you think about it, our sign-off signature line is think it, feel it, create it. And if you're surrounded front and back, seam to seam, the entire front and back panels with over 200 words in different languages from around the world that are all positive, loving, compassionate words, and you have this big line across, which is basically behind your heart chakra, that is think it, feel it, create it. That's what we want people to feel. We want people to feel those words. We want people living in hope. And we want it touching the body so that you actually have that transmission of frequency.
See, that's what we need from Wynn. More touching the body.
Yeah.
Wynn? Your comment, please.
My comment? Now, why should I make a comment? I have to only make a comment when I'm inspired to. You guys have been so inspiring that I have been receptive.
Good old Wynn.
It sounds to me that Don and I should be wearing those blankets around us during the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I don't know if I told you, Don, but my background is nursing. And actually, for the last 24 years, it's been nursing and medical writing. So I've seen firsthand the power of words and what it can do to the body. And it creates a stress on the body that if there's enough stress, the body just gives up. And it gives up in the form of disease, in the form of cancer, in the form of high blood pressure. There's a lot of power associated with words.
I agree.
That's given off that.
Wynn, were you trying to say something? I missed that. Honest. Sorry.
I think you should send a set of sheets to George Bush.
Yes. Yeah. I wish.
Even if he never opens it.
Yeah.
What you do is use it as a promo picture, and have the big envelope or the big package addressed to the White House with your blankets and say, you know.
Thank you. Say thank you.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to thank him for. As much as we hate him, I mean, he's catalyzed us. He's woken us up to the fact that most major arenas throughout our government, whether it be the judicial, executive, or legislative branches, from bottom to top, you know, you would think that, well, it's disgusting. I'll leave it at that. It's humiliating, even as we're becoming aware of it. It's so obviously humiliating to us as a human family that to be honest with you, I still don't know how these people are making policy. I still don't know why they're in there. I mean, honestly, it's so humiliatingly embarrassing to us as a human race as to what's going on that it's. Pardon me?
Allison, how's the Canadian premier?
He's a Bush wannabe.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's taken a page from the same book, unfortunately, and he is the master of spin.
We call them excitamarians.
Sorry?
Excitamarians.
I didn't catch that.
Marion. Excitamarian.
You know,
it's kind of like Leverites.
The last
same category.
Did you like Trudeau? He was the last good Canadian prime minister, wasn't he?
Yes. Well, no, he wasn't the last Canadian prime minister. It was Paul Martin.
The
last character, the last colorful one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Jean Chrétien was pretty colorful.
Was he?
Yeah.
They're all colorful, aren't they?
Yeah. Trudeau though was quite the character.
Yeah.
He's in politics now.
Do you think Canadians are nicer than Americans?
Well, I think that's a loaded question. I think we've been brought up differently and under different circumstances. We don't have the same constitution that you have with your constitutional rights and amendments. We've got a charter of rights which has focused on different areas.
So, I'm sorry, I am Canadian. I do absolutely know the Canadian politics as was when I was growing up. And I would have to say it's like looking in the mirror.
Allison, you did a very good answer to my question, you know. we warned you coming in on the Don and Wynn show, right?
Yes, you did.
Were we right?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
But did I not tell you that I could go with the flow?
All right.
That's right. I think that was an open invitation.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, I think it's, you know, when we have to be more conscious, be more aware of what we're putting out in the world. And it, when we're talking about vibrations, we're also talking really about the law of attraction. And when you're putting out love, you're going to get back love. And when you're putting out hate and fear, you're going to get back hate.
Wouldn't the crop circles kind of prove that?
Well, I do crop circles on my lawn. When I cut my grass, you should see it. I go out early in the morning and I start in this little center of the grass. Mm. I go round and round and round and do this circle, ever expanding like a ripple of water. You should see the people who stop and look at the lawn.
You know, I think people are going to get a funny picture. Eventually they're going to add it up and it's going to end.
No,
they're going to find out something similar to what is going on with the orbs. And they're going to find the connection between some of the talk between the orbs and those crop circles, because I've seen some of the strangest mathematical designs in a spherical manner that are so complete and so intricate. It's
hey Don, don't you have a dog?
Yeah, actually I do.
I know.
You know how
I know?
How do you know?
Because they've been taking satellite pictures of your lawn. And your dog is making crop circles.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about some
that's my cat.
Different colored tiles on the lawn.
Crop circles.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, I appreciate you letting us talk about frequencies and words and what they mean.
Allison?
Yes.
You know, I want to give you, like, I have a little opinion about this that I haven't heard you or Don say.
What's that?
Bear with me. I'll be back in a flash.
Can
you handle this?
Don, you have to take a leak?
No, no. That wouldn't be a flash. Okay? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Go ahead, Wynn.
So, what I think is, it is not the words that actually do it. It's the intent of the person who creates something matched with the intent of the person that feels the intent of the creation of it.
Absolutely.
And the words are like the bridge, because the words say what you mean to intend. But without the intention, like, for example, it would be kind of interesting if you made a shirt with a bunch of... Now, see, I'm like, my scientific side would say, let's make a shirt with a bunch of... I don't know if this would work. It's hard. You see, no matter what, even if you try to trick yourself, you still are putting an intent in something. Unless you had a computer printing things out randomly.
Yeah.
Love came out one every 10 times.
Right.
And then you covered it with something so you didn't know what it said. And then you put that on a shirt, for example, covered up, and tried to see if the word itself, without anyone knowing what word it was, had an impact.
Interesting. Okay, I see where you're going.
See, like a motto, that would be an interesting experiment. To have a computer-generated word and put it, you know, and where it was, you know, like there were a bunch of words generated by a computer where a human never read the words, and they were put on a glass of bottles without the word being visible, so you couldn't know what word you were putting on.
Yeah, and make it a double-blind study.
Right, and then check the water afterwards. Because my feeling is, and I might be wrong, my feeling is it wouldn't work. Unless there's a human that's reading the word or knows what the word is, that the water won't change its...
Oh, interesting. Okay. Where are you going with that?
Sorry.
Well, I can tell you with our stuff, the intent is there.
I know, I can feel it.
I think the love is there. And
yeah.
And I think anybody that we're dealing with on a manufacturing level, on a knitting level, they feel it too. I mean,
if you sound like my Auntie Dot, and you feel like my empty dot, then maybe you is my empty dot. You know, I figure if you squawk like a chicken and peck like one and dance like one, and I'm looking at you, boy, pretty hard to pick you out.
But I agree with you wholeheartedly there, when it really is an intent, and you need to be able to open to receive that intent. And
you know,
I think when you put these words and you're adding these letters together and you're charging the word, is what we're doing. We're really charging the words in these garments by our intent and our purpose and our love, which is to hopefully change the way people think about themselves one body at a time.
Look, if they're putting something on that they know has compassionate words inside of it, I think they're going to resonate with it. I just can't see how that could hurt. Now, scientifically, can it help? Well, one conclusion can variably lead to the other. To me, it does. But, I mean, hey, it's something that can't hurt. It can only help. That's what the beauty of it is. And I think it's just a fabulous idea. Fabulous. Creo Monday. Heck, that word just will not leave my mind. It sings from the heart.
It does.
I mean,
it really does. It really is our heart song.
Yeah.
Allison, you know what?
What?
You are the first person that's come up with a word that has gotten Don to stop thinking about sex.
No, that actually didn't. That actually made me feel romantically sexy.
Is that what you want to play?
I felt, Creo Monday made me stand up and want to do the tango. And mix it with a little dirty dancing and make it romantic. That's what Creo Monday made me feel like.
May I tell people where to find us on the web?
No, we don't have any commercial advertisements on the show.
No, we don't even want to know the name of your product.
All right, can I spell our company name for them?
What about the business opportunity
in the MLM? And by the way, the 900 number is...
Allison?
Allison, it is... please do. Creo Monday, right?
Allison?
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
You're going to have to work for it. Wynn's talking now.
Wait a second. What you have to do is you have to send Don and I a shirt so that we can wear it when we're on the air and comment on it.
Then you can
tell people your website.
Okay.
Wait a second. You don't have to send us a shirt.
I'd like a shirt. I haven't owned some new clothes in 2 decades.
That's right.
That's because I don't wear clothes.
Oh, well, then he's got to have one of our shirts. It's www.creomundi.com.
You'll rarely catch me lying. In fact, I don't think you ever will. So when I say I don't wear clothes, I mean I usually don't wear any type clothes.
We're going to do a test.
So naked?
You know, practically speaking,
you know
all
learned?
The time.
How about Michelle?
Just about. Not quite. But
can I tell them what you wear on the air?
You, lady, if you can describe what I'm wearing, please.
Okay.
Please.
Boxer shorts and a red robe.
Very close. I do have a red robe. It's my favorite. I wear it mostly, but right now I'm wearing a brown one. But it is second best. It is. And then I have several others. I don't even often wear the robes in the summer. You know, I usually just
Allison, you're
go
an
with the flow. And
are you an intuitive, Allison?
The little diva kingdom.
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm becoming more aware of a lot of stuff in this last 4 months. It's quite extraordinary what's opening up.
Get rid of the cottons and all the fibers and all the things you're wearing that you're putting on your body. Start wearing natural type products.
You
don't go wearing these chemicals. Look, even Lamas Beauty, Lamas Beauty. I mean, they got a shampoo that's organically certified.
Yeah.
I mean, there are others. But truthfully, if you want to, go find a place that you can get natural products, even though the chemicals are more than likely being sprayed on you from above, and hitting you from all corners from
bamboo.
The DU on. Yay. You know, it really starts within the home, starts with you. You can actually change it right at ground zero, and that begins with you. And then everything starts to clean itself up around you, and it just keeps going like a big wave. It just takes responsibility where it needs to be applied and extends it out where it needs to go. Sorry. That was my dissertation for today, folks. You can hear the rest of my report.
That's why we're going to Bamboo Dawn. We have this found this wonderful mill. It's actually a U.S. mill. And has the most amazing bamboo fiber, which is 100% biodegradable. Now, that doesn't mean you can stand in the rain and watch it dissolve.
Oh, wow, synchronistic.
But it's got natural wicking ability, natural antimicrobial.
Our latest shampoo.
And natural anti-UV light. So it's amazing fiber.
Amazing. You know, hemp's an amazing fiber.
Yep.
Bamboo's a fabulous fiber, and it'll grow like a weed.
Yes, it's a grass. I didn't realize it was a grass. I always thought bamboo was that hard
oh, yeah, but
stuff.
It'll grow like grass.
Yes.
It really will.
Yeah.
Like, you know that Texas grass?
They literally mow it down, like mowing the lawn.
It's amazing, yeah.
Incredible. So, CreoMundi.com, everyone.
How do you spell that?
CreoMundi.
Love it. Yeah.
And we actually, I think Geralyn was kind of referring to this. We've opened this up to the universe for the average person to own a piece of Creo Mundi. And they can find out more about that on the website. It's
ouch.
It's
don't say that on this. No.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. People that go there, they're going to love your products. Investments, they can always find out about later.
Are you,
that's what I was trying to imply.
Allison, are your shirts ready?
I mean, I don't, yeah.
On Friday, you can see product shots on the website, and they're going to be delivered to us on Friday, so we'll have them to mail out by the end of next week.
And how much is a shirt?
Well, we've got a couple of different lines. The performance gear, which we've met the standard of the Under Armour brand, and the performance gear is at the same price. So it's around $65 for a long sleeve performance gear.
That's a good price.
It's a fabulous price.
Yes,
it
is.
It's so more expensive. The quality is extremely high, and you get the power of the words and what those words are going to be able to do for you.
No, that's a good price.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got a question for you.
Yes.
I mean, we didn't talk about this, so you can say no.
Okay.
But why don't you, if you want to, you could come up with some special offer for anyone that orders in the next week that mentions the Don and Wynn Show.
Ah.
There you go.
If you want to be a good marketer, that's what I would do. If you see, you have to create urgency. And so think of a bargain, a deal, and
see if they go for it.
Okay, do a special offer in the next week.
Oh, here's your first splash.
Buy one, you'll get one half price.
You'll get what?
Buy one, get one half price.
So buy one, get one half price.
Yeah.
Okay? If you mention
the
Don and
Wynn
Show.
You mentioned the Don and Wynn Show.
Now, Don, we're finally going to find out if anyone listens to
That's
it.
Right. It's about time, folks. If you're going to... No, folks, just,
and that's
if
the
you
only
think
time
it's
that
cool
would...
and
yeah.
you want to do it, do it. If you
yeah.
think it's book, then, hey, don't be going there.
I mean, you need to have two of those shirts anyway, okay? One does no
well,
good.
One doesn't do any good because the other can be worn backwards.
Well, you need to give one to somebody so that you can at least have the chance of having some love in your life.
Bang! See?
I've already got love in my life, but you might need to order a second shirt.
No, Wynn, I love him. He knows someone loves him. I love him.
There you go.
I love you, Wynn.
Oh, Don. Don't give me all this loving shit.
I know you're just saying that because you mean it.
Yeah, well... Don, I love you. You're so wonderful.
See? You didn't think the beast could sound like that, did you?
Well, I have to say you guys have shown some loving to having me on the show tonight, and I really, really appreciate
well,
it. Love the connection that I seem to have with you guys.
We are loving.
We are.
You are.
We are.
You're not the big bad bears that I was told you were going to be.
No. We're teddy bears.
Who told you that?
Oh, I can't tell you that. But it's around the universe. It says, oh, you got to be careful to go on the dawn and
don't go there. Yeah, they'll rip you.
Yeah.
They'll hurt you.
I say, well, I can stand up here.
Well.
I can hold my own.
You're a brave lady. You're braver than the person who told you.
You're braver than the person.
No, it's a measure of the importance of what we want to be able to
oh
do.
Oh, my. You're going to have to stick around for our closing prayer because we're going into it now. We've got like 2 minutes, and then I'm going to hang up on all of us.
All right.
Oh,
because we have the Dr. Fred Bell Health Science Energy Show on next. I just wanted to get that in there without any of Wynn's interruptions.
Dr. Fred Bell's coming up, right?
He is.
Allison?
Yes?
So the way we close our show is we do something calling in the light. And this is where I create the intent and Don shares it with me. And to have all our listeners come together in a loving consciousness right in this moment in higher dimensions. And so would you like to share that with us?
I'd love to.
Okay. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, Allison, and all of our listeners. And we let our negativity go to the higher realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy, through our solar system, through our bodies, and into the core of the Earth. And at this moment, those of you who agree and volunteer, we join our energies together in the higher dimensions. We, for a moment, become one. And we invite those intelligences and consciousnesses and entities who I have been communicating with and anyone else who's positive, who are service to others and in the Christed energy, we invite them to blend with us. And we surround the Earth with this energy. And right at this moment, those of you that are listening can send this energy for healing to anyone that you can think of. Put their name in your mind and aim your consciousness towards them for the highest good of all concerned. We send this energy to Washington, D.C., to our legislator, that they might, and our executives and our judicial, that they might make compassionate decisions and steer the world in a different direction. And on that note, we wish you all
Wynn, I thank you. I thank you as your co-host, as your friend. You know, honestly, the energy that you bring in brings me to tears close. I love it, and I love you.
That was beautiful, Wynn. Thank you very much for sharing and allowing me to share.
Oh, thank you for being here.
And to you, Allison, thank you. Fabulous, fabulous. I appreciate your time. And folks, you all know we have a fabulous program coming up. You know what program that is, and if you don't, well, folks, stick around, because it only gets better on bbsradio.com. All right. Wynn, did you say your good night?
Good night, everybody.
There you go. Good night.
I love you. Ugh.